The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. Welcome, a really warm welcome. For whomever is joining us live, or whoever is listening to this later, it's just a wonderful thing to practice together. For me it is. I think it is for all of us, actually. It's really something, I don't know, to have some appreciation for, maybe, or something like this. I know I do. So, a warm welcome. So we'll begin with a guided meditation. So for this meditation, allowing yourself to take an alert, upright posture, a posture that has both maybe some dignity, some uprightness, as well as ease, finding the balance. And allowing a sense of arriving. The sense of finally, perhaps, settling down, coming to a meditation. Maybe this arriving includes tuning in to the bodily experience. Maybe in a global way, just in general, how the body is. Or maybe there are specific bodily experiences that are drawing your attention. Can we also notice maybe the inner experience, the mental experience, maybe the emotional, in some general way? Maybe there's a sense of restlessness or tiredness. or just generally being distracted and haven't quite arrived here. Or we can notice maybe more specifically the types of thoughts we're having, planning or remembering, fantasizing, reminiscing. Not so much the content, but the type. And we might bring our attention to the sensations of breathing as a way to help the mind settle, help the body find ease, just noticing the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest, or the movement of the air going in and out of the nose. Becoming sensitive to the experience of breathing, tuning into, maybe becoming aligned with the experience of breathing. becoming sensitive to the in-breaths. Becoming sensitive to the out-breaths. Becoming sensitive to the transitions between the in and out breaths, the inhales and exhales. Noticing how that feels, to use this expression, becoming sensitive to the in-breath, as opposed to taking the in-breath as an object, for example. Does that expression, becoming sensitive to your experience, does that affect the manner in which you are aware of your experience? just becoming sensitive to our experience. In a relaxed, open, easy way. becoming sensitive to our own experience can also help us become sensitive to the experience of others around us. Perhaps there are some that could use some help, or maybe they just need somebody to listen to them. So becoming sensitive is a way that can support our meditation practice, but also can help our communities and those we are in contact with or interact with.